right, welcome to it. As we continue now, I'm looking through some of the most vocal conspiracy theories. The hashtag Clinton body count was trending on Twitter over the weekend. By the way, Twitter's not real. Just so you understand, Twitter's out there. It's not the real world. It's more of an electronic sewer in many ways. But here's Joe Scarborough, mental midget and host of Morning Joe on MSNBC over the weekend. A guy who had information that would have destroyed rich and powerful men's lives ends up dead in a jail cell. How predictably Russian. Really? It's some sort of a Russian conspiracy, apparently. He added that the suicide explanation is BS. Well, that might be true, but I'm not sure that it's the Russians, Joe. I know it's a convenient explanation for everything for people at NBC. It's the Russians or it's racism. Now, Jeffrey Epstein's attorney, this guy, Mark Furnick, one of the multimillionaire's attorneys, said in a personal statement to Fox News and others that he is outraged at Epstein's death. There's plenty of blame to go around for this unthinkable tragedy. Let me give you a couple of examples. Plenty of blame to go around. Overzealous prosecutors bent on locking up a presumptively innocent man. Pandering politicians who wrote the restrictive bail laws. Compliant judges who let them go away or get away with it while playing lip service. Jailers who appear to have recklessly put Mr. Epstein in harm's way. A hysterical press corps clamoring to recharge Mr. Epstein. Greedy plaintiffs, lawyers, breathless reporters. It goes on and on and on and concludes with breathless reporters excavating every corner of Mr. Epstein's life to pile on, tear him down, and kick him at his lowest while still presumed innocent. Not presumed innocent, mister. Mr. Furnick, he was convicted. A convicted pedophile. Convicted of trafficking in little girls as young as 12 and using them as slaves to his own deviant needs. And not just him, but the rich and famous from around the world, potentially. Named by the victims. And this all needs to be sorted out. And how dare you stand there and complain about the blood on others' hands when the real damage, long-term permanent damage, was done by your client. He was convicted, sir. And how dare you sit there and say otherwise? Presumptively innocent, that left 10 years ago. Presumptively innocent left 10 years ago. Now, he may not have been guilty of the latest charges, but he is already a convicted sex offender who had to register. A man convicted of sexually exploiting children and human trafficking and the worst, most depraved kinds of crimes we can even imagine. So for you to sit there and try to cast doubt and dirt on everyone else, shame on you, Mr. Furnick. You are the reason that people are disgusted by lawyers and sometimes just by grotesque human beings. Moving on now, speaking of language and speaking of the things we cover, you know, it's these networks give us a lecture on a regular basis about how we are supposed to conduct ourselves and the language we are supposed to use and how bad the language is from Donald Trump and how his language is creating division in America, how his language is creating an escalation in white supremacy and this resurgence from the 1920s and such nonsense. But I want you to hear the language of the very people that are complaining about the language in the political discourse today. We're going to start with bite number two. MSNBC, never afraid to promote violence while crying foul against everyone else. You just have to hear this. The peacock's feeble mind is going. The once proud bird getting plucked every day. Bite number two. Go.
I want pitchforks and torches outside this man's house in the Hamptons. Right. I've been to the Hamptons. It's very nice. There's no reason why it has to be. There's no reason why he should have little party, right? No, there's no reason why people shouldn't be able to be outside of his house and making their
demonstrating
voices
totally
peacefully,
yes,
understood that they do not, they
totally
reject the rejected stuff.
All right, enough. I don't need to hear Chris Hayes as long as I live. What did the man do that deserved pitchforks outside of his home? He held a fundraiser for President Trump. That was the crime. Holding a fundraiser is enough to get pitchforks outside your home. And apparently, it's the right thing to do. Apparently, holding a vigil outside of somebody's home using hateful language and pitchforks to threaten and intimidate somebody inside or all of the participants inside, that's perfectly okay. And MSNBC stands behind this kind of ugly rhetoric every single day while trying to take the moral high ground and say that Donald Trump uses divisive language. Really? Really? It is 24 after here on this Monday. Coming up on the program, we're going to dig deep into everything with Jeffrey Epstein. I've got Wayne Dupree joining me here on the program. Wayne Dupree is going to join me here. He's the host of the Wayne Dupree Show in Baltimore. Also, Jenny Beth Martin is straight ahead from the Tea Party Patriots. A lot going on. And one of the things going on, obviously, is what's going on with the presidential candidates all in Iowa and all calling for socialism. Socialism. And many of those candidates also calling for open borders, including Joe Biden. He wants millions more immigrants to come to this country, legal, illegal. Really doesn't matter to old Joe. In fact, he's not sure he remembers. But real quickly, bite number six from Joe Biden. Bite number six. Go.
We could afford to take in a heartbeat another 2 million people. The idea that a country of 330 million people cannot absorb people who are in desperate need and who are justifiably fleeing oppression is absolutely bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. I would also move to increase the total number of immigrants able to come to the United States.
Fleeing oppression? I thought America was the heart of oppression. I'm so confused. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.